I've got two children, both with special educational needs. I have an eldest boy who's 10 who's severely dyslexic and ADHD, and I have a young six-year-old who is going through the autism, well, diagnosis at the moment, but sadly it's a two-year wait in Devon, so we're just coming to the end of that. But yeah, it's been a long fight.
So partly this frustration and gave you the understanding what other parents in similar situations must be going through. So from that point, you what did you do next? You set up a group?
Yeah, we set up Holsworthy Send. So myself, Tracy and Hannah all sat down one day and said, actually, you know what? We have the capability to be able to do something just in our community. And this is how we started the idea. So Hannah set up a Facebook page, which is Holsworthy Send. And along with myself and Tracy and Hannah, we put on there information that's relevant to children, you know, and families, and hope that that can support them. And the response has been absolutely massive. Within weeks, we've had 135 families that we've been supporting, and we're not just talking Holsworthy or Devon, we're going out as Bolton, Wigan, you know, so it's far reaching now.
Tracy, I'll come into you. This shows, sadly, that there's obviously a great need for this sort of group, this sort of help for people.
Yes, there is. So many of the children in our area need the extra support. They need clubs that they can actually be involved with, clubs where they're accepted. Lots of the clubs around, if they scream and shout, roll around on the floor, they'll be asked to leave. Our club, when it begins, they'll be part of us. They'll be a group with like-minded children with them. And hopefully we'll also be able to help the parents. A lot of them need support.
You just talked about this new group, and it's Holsworthy Pirates, they called it, and it starts at the end of the month. Sarah, tell us about that.
Yeah, it all came about because not only were we helping the parents, so we've got our monthly support group, we went to my son, who can't access these after-school groups, and he said, go for Pirates. So that's where the name came about, and he helped design the logo, so I apologise for that. But yeah, this group is for these children that are not the minority in any group, and got Scout leaders and Devon FA want to get involved now as well. So it's going to be brilliant sessions for these children, and we're going hopefully to gain memento to be able to roll it out as a real regular.
Hannah, as someone that's quite young and new to sort of the teaching game, you're doing TA at the moment, how do you feel about this, about the success really, and the response that you've had, not just from the local community but further afield?
There's so many young people in general that just, they want to feel accepted, and there's so many of them that don't.
We're sitting today on a very rainy day in a cabin at Claughton Primary School, where you're all based, and we're looking at what you've set up here, which is a sensory room. Tell us a little bit about that.
We put our minds together, didn't we, and came up with, there was a need for children in Claughton Primary School that needed that break out of class. With the special needs children, when they are struggling in school, they go into survival mode, and that survival mode means that they won't learn anything in that class. So what we do, we recognise that, and we take the children out, and they have a nice break in the sensory room where they can regulate themselves, calm themselves down, then be able to go and access that class. So
Tracy, for BBC Radio Devon listeners that sadly can't see what we can see, although we will put some pictures up on our Twitter, what is in the sensory room?
Well, we have a fish bubble tank with little fish that swim up and down. We have bean bags, stand-on light mats, various different light strings hanging.
Disco ball.
And a disco ball, yes. It's a nice sort of warm, cosy area. And on the wall, as the children start to use the room, they're now drawing their handprints on the wall and putting a date and their name on it. So they're actually taking ownership of the room as well.
It's been fantastic to meet all three of you today. And will you keep us updated on how your Pirates group looks? Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, no, we will. Yeah, definitely. We're really, really excited about the future of the group.